بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us the ability, the opportunity, the chance to take His blessed name, His Mubarak name. A gathering of Dhikrullah is not an ordinary gathering. From the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have several times explained, expounded, repeated, reminded ourselves, made mudhakara of, that how blessed these gatherings are. When any group of people sit and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends sakina upon them, peace and tranquility. At this very moment, if you just close your eyes and we're going to take the name of Allah, then you will feel some sakina, you will feel some peace. This is one of the great benefits of dhikrullah, which Allah mentions in the Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Behold, it is through the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, that hearts feel that peace, serenity, tranquility. Last week I mentioned that from amongst so many benefits of dhikrullah, one main benefit which has been mentioned in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, Allah says, remember me, I will remember you. Imagine Allah remembering us. What other greater benefit can we get and derive from dhikrullah? What else are we asking for? We're just taking the name Allah, Allah, and Allah is remembering us. Somebody goes for Umrah, and he tells us, or gives us a call, or sends us a message, he says, you know, I'm right in front of the Kaaba, and I'm remembering you. How happy we become. We become so excited. He's actually remembering me in front of the Kaaba. Ubay Multazam. Here Allah, Rabb of the Kaaba. Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. Allah who is most powerful, most merciful, most loving, most kind, in whose control is every single thing in the world. Allah is remembering us. So these gatherings are not ordinary gatherings. Allah has given us a chance. May Allah give us more and more tawfiq to make His zikr correctly, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be sincere. We have to be genuine. Come with that sincere heart, penitent heart. And then we will see some change happening to us in our lives. So sakina comes upon such a gathering. Allah's rahmat, mercy comes to this gathering. Allah sends His angels to surround such a gathering. So in reality, we are in not just in the gathering of human beings and believers, but we are also in the gathering of angels. So Allah Ta'ala sends sakina, Allah sends rahmat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His angels who throng such a gathering, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you and I, those who are in this gathering, in the gathering of the angels. Then the hadith of Bukhari has mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells the angels that I have forgiven all these people, the angels say, oh Allah, there was one particular person who came not to sit in the gathering of dhikr or the majlis of ilm, Quran. He came for some other reason. Was being passed, he needed to see some person, so he sat down in the gathering, but he had no intention to sit in the gathering of dhikr. Allah says, I have pardoned him as well. Why? Because he has sat with such people who are taking my name, the meaning of the hadith, he has sat with such people whom qawmul la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum, they are such people that any person who sits with them, they too will not be deprived. Allah Rabbul Izzati is so kind. We know what difficulties the ummah is going through. All of us have different challenges, problems, difficulties. And every one of us is looking for sukoon in his life. People are suffering depression. They are looking for some type of happiness in their life. Somebody has got a financial problem. He's looking for some type of solution. Somebody has got some illness. He's looking for some type of opening for him, some type of cure. All that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ Allah has got the keys of all the treasures. Everything is in Allah's hands. All Allah wants from us, we have to be sincere, genuine, loyal servants to Allah ta'ala and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan came, it went. Brothers, we have already now come to the end of Shawwal. Can you imagine how quick and how fast the days are moving? Imagine Shawwal already. And just now be Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah. Qurbani times has already come. Before we know, the end of the year has come. So are we going to procrastinate? Are we going to delay? Have we not seen so many janazas in front of us? Have we not performed so many janazas? Have we not carried so many janazas? Aren't we seeing what's happening in the entire world? Who are we waiting for? Are we waiting for Dajjal to appear? Are we waiting for the day of Qiyamah to take place? Then it is too late. Allah has given us a chance now. So let us do some positive thing. Let us connect to Allah Ta'ala. We are weak. Our connection becomes weak. Then we have got to charge our batteries. And again become solid and powerful. Again it becomes weak. Again we got to recharge. This is our life. We are human beings. We are weak servants. But Allah is too kind. And Allah looks for these weak servants who show sincerity, who are trying to make amends, who are taking those baby steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah envelops such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them His friends. It costs nothing to Allah ta'ala. Nothing is difficult to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as we are sincere to Allah ta'ala, and we are taking those positive steps in the right direction, we are genuine, we are sincere. When we are tempted with gunas, then again, we think, no, I'm not going to displease my Allah. Has my Allah not helped me so many times in life when I was in problems and difficulties? I suffered illnesses, I made promises to my Allah. I went for Hajj and Umrah, I made promises to my Allah. Month of Ramadan, I made promises to my Allah. So many occasions when I was in difficulty, then I turned to Allah. Allah helped me. Should I not be loyal to Allah? Should I not now make some genuine positive change in my life? Let me pluck up that courage, muster that courage and say, no, enough is enough. Now, let me do something that I will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not want to disobey my Allah. I do not want to displease my Allah. I do not want to deliberately go into sin. I had enough of all that vice and evil, filthy habits. Now I'm going to say la to all those things. And I'm going to say illallah, it is only my Allah. Allah ta'ala will give us the tawfiq and hidayat. We will all become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will get some type of enjoyment in our hearts, some type of serenity in our lives, some peace, some tranquility, such that we won't be able to describe to others. Yes, there will be tests, there will be trials and tribulations. Allah Ta'ala will give us tests in our life, because those tests will only bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all of us tawfiq and hidayat to take His beautiful name, most beautiful name. There is no name like the name of Allah. So when we make the dhikr of Allah, close our eyes and concentrate to the best of our ability over the greatness of Allah, the azamat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. The fact that Allah loves us, the fact that Allah Ta'ala has created us, He is our creator, He is our Rabb, He is the one who's providing for us our rozi and sustenance. He is Razzaq, He is our Raziq, and He is the only deity worthy of being worshipped. All praise only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in complete control of every single creation. So we say la to all those illnesses of our heart, The spiritual maladies, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, love of haram. And we say, illallah, and feel the sukoon coming into our heart. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad Sayyidina. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 Allah,
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. O my most beloved Allah, my most kareem rahim Allah, Ya Allah, there is such enjoyment and sweetness in your name, my Allah. Give us the reality of that in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us itminan of our hearts, my Allah. Give us the serenity, tranquility, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to connect with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. There is no other ilah besides you. There is no other God besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Ya Allah, you are most supreme, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most great, my Allah. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can be hidden from you. You have got complete control of every single particle, my Allah. Every single thing in the universe. Ya Allah, the jinn belong to you. Mankind belongs to you. The angels belong to you. The animals, the birds, the insects, the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the water, the air. Everything is your makhluk, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have brought us into this world, Ya Allah, to test us, my Allah. Help us to pass this examination, my Allah, with flying colors, my Allah. Make us live with Iman. Make us die with Iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah as believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook and pardon our faults, my Allah. Our weaknesses, my Allah. Our sins and vice and evil, our disobedience to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are ungrateful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mat. You have given us countless of bounties and blessings and boons and favors. And you continue to do so, my Allah. But forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for not being grateful servants, Ya Allah. not being true, the Zakirin and Shakirin, my Allah. Make us true Shakirin and Zakirin. Allah, let our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Let our hearts be grateful, my Allah. Give us a qalbun shakir, lisanun zakir. Ey Allah, ya Allah, protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Protect us from sins, ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, all type of sins, my Allah. Help us to make sincere tawbah to you. Guide us now, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Help us to say la to all those evil things, my Allah. To those filthy passions and evils and temptations, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want you, my Allah. Become ours, my Allah. Make us yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our faults and weaknesses and deficiencies and shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for hidayat, my Allah. Guidance is in your hands, my Allah. Guide us every step of our life, my Allah. Every moment of our life, every breath of our life. Ya Allah, if we slip, ya Allah, you pick us up again, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Help us to make tawbatan nasuha. Make us have penitent hearts, my Allah. Make us be repentant, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us to ta'ibin, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Help the ummah, my Allah. Guide the ummah, my Allah. Protect the ummah, my Allah. Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, you guide them, you protect them, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters and masoom children, ya Allah, in Syria, my Allah. In Rohingya, my Allah. In different African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in China, my Allah. So many parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them. Ya Allah, help the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, there are so many, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the recent past, my Allah, and at this very moment, my Allah, so many are on the ventilator, my Allah, so many in hospitals, my Allah, so many at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, ulama-i kiram, asik, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Nobody can question your decision, my Allah. Ya, but Allah, you have taught us to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are a shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything may be seeming impossible, ya Allah. But nothing impossible for you, my Allah. Grant all of them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, my Allah. Especially our parents who have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, our family members, our relatives, our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all the marhumeen maghfirat and jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them suffer any azab of the qabr, my Allah. Make the qabr become a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Help us to send isal sawab for them, my Allah. Ey Malik-e Kareem, ya Allah, whatever difficulties our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Whatever hajat they have, my Allah, whatever need, fulfill the needs, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham. مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, we ask you by your اسم أعظم, your أسماء الحسنى, your صفات العلا. يا الله, remove this pandemic, my Allah. يا الله, you remove it, my Allah. You remove all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. All shurur and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Make the ummah become strong again, my Allah. Don't make us become, ya Allah, into fragments, my Allah. Ey Malik-e Kareem, help us, my Allah. Make our masajid abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, create muhabbat between us, my Allah. The entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to do good works, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining to be there in Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open your doors for us, my Allah. Hajj is coming again, my Allah. Last year, so many people were deprived, my Allah. Don't deprive them again, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors for us with ease, my Allah. Without any difficulties and restrictions, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you. Everything belongs to you. The Kaaba is yours. Makkah and Medina is yours. Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah belongs to you, my Allah.
Do not test us, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. It is very difficult and painful for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open your doors for Hajj, my Allah. And all those Hujjaj, ya Allah, who had made intention, Hajj is compulsory upon them, my Allah. Give them the means and open your doors for them and make them make Hajj, my Allah. And grant them Hajj mabrur, maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us again and again for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to stand before the Roza Mubarak of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know we are filthy and now we are being deprived because of our own filth and sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our heart pure and clean. Hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make the ummah, the entire ummah, my Allah, come back onto sirat and mustaqim. Make us remove the filth we have in our homes, our factories, our colleges, my Allah. In our workplaces, in our madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good environment, a pure environment. Ya Allah, give us more than Madinah Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, the Shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Hoodi Kuthur water from His Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat without any Hisab Kitab, without any reckoning. Protect all of us, our parents, grandparents, our great-grandparents, our children, our wives, our grandchildren, our zurriyat. Protect us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, help all our madaris, our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our businesses become easy for us, my Allah. Make our transactions be halal, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Protect us from riba and interest, my Allah. Protect us from cheating and deceiving and lying, my Allah. Make us become good Muslims, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sab ki dua qabool farma. All those who requested duas, answer the jaiz murad also, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.